vocês. E vocês... He says, Psalms 126, he says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. Yeah, we were like them that dreamt. Yeah, you know what Zion is, right? You know who Zion is, right? You know who Zion is, right? No. You know, the turning of that captivity is salvation. Yeah, when he brought us out of darkness into light. Yeah. When he saved us, washed us, and, you know, sanctified us forever. He says, when the Lord took again the captivity of Zion, we were like dead that dreamt. It was like film trick. That means, yeah, glory, dream. You know what? See, you know what? It was like a dream, because no man could conceive that someone who is dead in sin, wretched, without the Spirit of God, without, is not a part of the commonwealth of Israel. Amen. Sinner, wretched, broken, poor, defeated, bound by Satan. But then the suddenly is of God. It says in Ephesians 2 says, it says, oh, we were dead in sins and trespasses. Hallelujah. It says, you know, it says, but God who's rich in mercy. Yeah. But God who is rich in mercy. But God. No, calm down. It doesn't say, but God who is rich in dollars. No. Doesn't say, but God who is rich in pound sterling. No. It doesn't say, but God who is rich in houses and cars. No. But God who is rich in mercy. Mercy. You see. So, what is the cause of our rejoicing? Mercy. 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 Glory. Glory. Some people say, "Is it well, come on." You say, "I'm a phlegmatic believer." Some say, "I'm a melancholy believer." What do you say? Some say, "I'm a sanguine believer." No. The character of the believer is not sanguine. It's not choleric. It's come on, hold it. You know what Brother Peter said in 1 Peter 1:18, it says, whom having not seen, you believe, rejoicing with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Hold it. You know, it didn't say rejoicing with cash. It doesn't say rejoicing with what you've got. No. No, because you may not always have those things, but there is something you always have. Rejoicing with joy. Listen, it doesn't say rejoicing with your circumstance, because your circumstance may be good, it may be bad, but it says rejoicing with joy, because joy is your resource. Tell somebody, joy is my eternal resource. Joy is my eternal resource. Come on, shoulder. Hey. I got joy. Amen. He says, rejoicing with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. It's like, you think about yourself, and I was an old sinner, I was wretched. I was dead. And I was deep in sin. I couldn't save myself. But glory.
Glory.
But glory.
Glory.
But glory.
Glory.
That means glory happened to me. Glory happened to me. Glory. 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 Yeah. You know, Hebrews 12, 23 says, he says, you are come, verse 22 down, you are come to Mount Zion. You know, the heavenly Jerusalem, okay? You know, to an innumerable company of angels and all that. Then verse 23 now says, unto the general assembly of the saints. You know, the word general assembly there, it means the festal gathering. Let me describe it for you. It's like, you know what happens when, you know, when maybe Arsenal is playing some, I don't know, Chelsea, Liverpool, you know, people are gathered together, you know, and they score that goal. You know that rapturous noise. No, no. But the thing is that for them, someone has to score a goal first. Something has to happen. He says, no, no. He says, we have come to the general assembly. That means salvation is coming into the festivities of God. Amen. That means you have come into the festive mood of God. That means in Zion, there is a festivity about salvation. Amen. Amen. You've come to that festivity. Amen. That means whether I'm feeling pain in my body, whether I don't have anything, it doesn't matter. I have come to the general assembly. Amen. 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 See, I have not come to what I have. I have not come to what I have at home or what I have in the bank or who I have in the world. I have come to the festivities of salvation. Come on, hallelujah. 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 So, see, so. Yeah, 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 yeah. Place we read. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. He said, now, he says, Psalm 126, he says, then was our mouth filled with laughter. Funny. Somebody thinks we are funny. Hey, somebody thinks we are weird. Was a mouth filled with laughter. Yeah, yeah, you know, something, you know. Ah! salvation.
I laugh.
You know, some people, they watch the Passion of the Christ and they cry. And they cry. When we watch such stuff, you know what we do? We rejoice, we laugh. Yeah. Yeah. No, you know. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nah, hold it a bit. You know, Psalms 27. Don't open your Bible. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You know, if you go further down, he will say, therefore will I offer in his temple, sacrifices of joy. You see, actually, the actual word there for joy also, it says, therefore will I offer in his temple sacrifices of shoutings. Ah, yeah, yeah. I don't get alert, God in me. No. We don't need no alert first to rejoice. Yeah, we don't need it. See, some people say, he says, I was born this way. I was born moody. He says, you don't know, there's depression in my family. You don't know which family you belong to. See. Amen. See, if you read the book of Philippians, Paul, come on, listen, keep it, come on, hold it. Yeah, hold it a little bit. Paul wrote Philippians from the prison, and Paul kept on using the word joy, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Yeah. Amen. Come on, listen. See, Paul and Silas, they were in the prison, bound. The Bible says their feet was fasting in the stock. They couldn't move. They were in chains. But they started singing. They were not singing to escape. No, it was a response to what was within. You know, and you know, when they started singing and the earthquake came and the chains broke off, they sat down because they were not looking for deliverance, because they understood that salvation is deliverance. Yeah, that salvation is deliverance. And you know, and the jailer, come on now, the jailer who was walking about holding the keys to the prison, you know, feeling like a big boy, when it dawned on him, he understood that he was the one who was in chains, that those guys are free. Yeah, he says, men and brethren, what must I do? Come on, listen. The jailer who was free in quote, when he saw Paul and Silas, what was happening to them and in them, he says, how can I be free like you? Hey, how can I be free like you? Amen. Because, see, whether in prison, you can rejoice. Wait, see. Alobo shakaka. Hey, rabasha. Lere maga. Huske ha. Yeah. See. Paul said something. He says, I suffer for the cause of this gospel, even in bonds. But the word of God is not in bonds. The word of God is not shamed. See, there is no way that the joy in you can be in bonds. Joy, your joy cannot be in bonds. See, so joy is your character. Amen. 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 Say, joy is my character.
Joy is my character.
Joy is who I am.
Joy is who I am.
See, this joy is with reckless abandon. Reckless, I don't care. You You know, they said, you know, there's one, you know, it says that Hakuna Matata, don't worry, right? You know, that's Philippians 4, right? It says, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Whether things are all right, don't worry. You rejoice. Glory, 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 glory. Yeah, glory, 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 glory. Yeah, 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 yeah. Lastly, come on, come on. Lastly, Zephaniah chapter 3, it says, the Lord, your God in the midst of you is mighty. He's mighty. Amen. He says, he will rejoice over you with singing. He will joy over you with dancing. That means when you receive salvation, when you believe the gospel of his son, see, God did those steps. He was full of joy because he got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He says, in that moment, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. He rejoiced in spirit. He did agalio. Agalio. Rejoiced. See, when we are rejoicing, what we are doing is that we are only reflecting the image of our Abba. Yeah. We are only behaving. So for a believer to be always moody and sad and depressed, he's just misbehaving. How do we behave? We behave with rejoicing, with shouting, with laughter. Come on. Glory, 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 yeah, glory. Glory, 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 glory. If there was any pain in your body, check it, it's gone. It's gone now. It's gone now. It's gone now. It's gone now. Would you rejoice? Glory.